It is the WIB Wake Up Show, a chilly 12 degrees on this Tuesday. It is the 4th of February. And we talk with our friend Jason Cans. We call it the best 5 minutes of your day. Is that a bit presumptuous? We hope not, but it's hope. And actually, I noticed sometimes it runs on a little longer than 5 minutes. So good morning, Jason.
Right. Good morning. So some days it could be the best 8 minutes and 32 seconds of your day.
There you go. Or something like that, around 7 minutes.
Right.
But, you know, 5 minutes gets us rolling. It lays the foundation. This day in history, February 4th, boy, you read the fact. Just like you hear a song sometimes, it takes you back. And speaking of music, a music superstar we lost at the age of 32 on this day in 1983, not to bum people out, it was a long time ago. Karen Carpenter died on this day. You ever a fan of the Carpenters' music?
I remember listening to it. My mom listened to them a lot when I was growing up.
And, yeah.
I was fairly young, I think, at the time. I would have been, 10 at the time, but we listened to them, and
I remember one of the songs, like Your Love Has Me on the Top of the World, something, that's one of the tunes. So anyhow, her and her brother Richard forming the Carpenters. All right, so, well, I don't want to bum us out too much. Anyhow, one of the questions we're asking on our talk and text line, as well as our WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page today, the president delivering his State of the Union tonight, and so we're asking, what's the state of your marital union? So let us know this morning at 396-1670 or the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page. Jason? State of your marital union. You've been married for over 20 years.
I think we're coming up on 23 years this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about marriage for us, you know, there's that just excitement when you first get married and giddiness. And it seems like for us over the years, marriage has matured and deepened.
Mm-hmm.
We've been able to, God has allowed us to enter into some difficult conversations that really allow us to kind of explore our own hearts and explore one another, even in the last several months, in a deeper way than I think maybe we have even in the previous 22 years.
I would identify with that. I identify with that. I mean, you get bitter or you get better. And so going deeper in terms of relational intimacy. And isn't that the idea? So
That's absolutely the idea. And, you know, I always say to people, I would never choose difficult things, but I think difficult things can mature us. I think they can really make us grow together. And I think that's what we do as couples. So I always say I love her more every year we're married. So.
That's great. That's great. I would say, too, getting closer. I'm encouraged by getting closer to my wife relationally. I think my wife does choose difficult things. She is one of those choose hard, do hard things kind of things.
Right.
But sometimes hard things choose us in life, right? It doesn't mean not choose
out.
Them, but they choose us. Hey, you had a great comment on Facebook from Bob Goff. I want to talk about now. This comes from we know his books, Love Does, and then the follow up to that,
Everybody Always.
Everybody Always, and who are we supposed to love? Everybody Always. Great, great titles. Yep. And he has a devotion out there,
right? So this past year he put out it's called Live in Grace, Walk in Love, a 365 day journey, and so it's just kind of short devotionals for every day. And he kind of reflects on some scripture and then asks a question at the end. And so the quote that I shared yesterday was, a lot of people say they're a Christian before anything else, but it quickly spirals into these same people thinking they have, quote, the truth everyone else needs. This may be true, but here's the problem. It morphs into an identity rooted in having answers rather than being loved.
Mm. Yeah, you know, when I first read that yesterday, I liked it, but then I pondered it into the afternoon, and it was later in the day that I said, this is profound and ought to be pondered by every professing believer. Let's tackle this this morning on the radio. I mean, truth and love, we think about, I guess, grace and truth with Jesus, right? In John 1, Jesus came full of grace and truth.
Right.
And they're both important, but for me at least, I think of the grace part is the relational. And Larry Crabb said this. I'm going to put it off on him. He said grace precedes truth. Now, people may get upset with that, but I think it speaks to the importance of relationship, right?
Right. And so often, I was saying this to somebody the other day that, you know, I spent a lot of my life really trying to learn apologetics, learning theology, worldview, all that stuff, which wondering what was my purpose. And I think it was to be right in conversation, because I was so committed to wanting to be able to proclaim truth. But a lot of times I ended up harming people in doing so, because I had lost sight that my identity, my rootedness is love. Just as God, although he is truth, big T truth, his principal identity, which I think we talked about yesterday, is loving kindness.
Right. And I just think it's a big deal. Just so many arguments, so many fights. It doesn't matter what the issue is, the controversy. I saw a lot of people weighing in with strong denunciations of the halftime entertainment of the Super Bowl. But then there were, I'd say fewer folks, but different people coming up with other spins in terms of they were the dancers were presenting their cultural backgrounds. It's, I mean, it doesn't matter what the issue is if you declare any kind of opinion. And I think, I don't know, one more time, give us the quote from Bob Goff, because for us to take into consideration, not just that we're out there to be smashing people over the heads with truth, right, but be led, if right. we're going to be loving, filled and led by patience and kindness.
Right. So it says, a lot of people say they are a Christian before anything else, but it quickly spirals into these same people thinking that they have, quote, the truth everyone else needs. This may be true, but here's the problem. It morphs into an identity rooted in having answers rather than being love.
Mm. Good stuff. All right. Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for the time, my friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Good stuff there. Bob Goff, a devotion, and that's newer stuff, so. Not jealous of Jason for having that one working, but good material, and glad he's sharing it. He's a good follow, a friend of him on Facebook. Well, if you saw the tag production of the, what was the last production? I'm escaping me here.
The Mysterious Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Sorry, my 55-year-old brain just went south at the wrong time. So Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Nathaniel Bogle was one of the main characters in that, and he's with us here on the WIB Wake Up Show this morning. So, good morning, Nathaniel. What brings you by?
What brings me by is I really actually just wanted to get some training and learn mm-hmm. what it was like to be on air and to train to work at a radio station.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, welcome. And this is the I guess you're going to be with us at least this week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we'll kind of find out from there, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, Caleb and Hillary were chatting with you a bit as I was getting the WOGO news taken care of. You've been married for 1 month today. That's a big deal.
Yeah, exactly 1 month today, actually.
Tell us about your bride.
Well, my wife's name is Lydia. We actually met on in tag. We were doing a show together over Valentine's Day, and it was very interesting because she said to me that she was the only person that she wanted to approach and talk to at first. All the other people she felt a bit standoffish about at first, but yeah. So
you met, so it's a here in Valentine's Mother, it was a romance birthed in the tag, which is what, teens acting for God is what that stood for over the
yes.
past. Okay.
And I think that ties in very nicely with our State of Your Union topic this morning, too, which we have on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page. And I mean, right now, I would hope, Nathaniel, that you'd say, hey, the State of the Union is pretty good after a month, right?
So, really good, actually.
Yeah. So, again, too, I think that's great if folks want to weigh in on the WIB listener line or Facebook, Calvo. We've had a lot of folks jumping in saying, hey, with the State of the Union address, what's the state of your union? And let's celebrate marriage today. And if you're still walking in that single life as well, celebrate who God is to you and the identity that you have in Christ. Because, of course, we're not wrapped up in anyone else. It's who we are with our Jesus. So.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice for Nathaniel as he embarks on the earliest stages of stepping into radio? I'll begin. I would say that it is an enjoyable profession because, you know, I love Ecclesiastes. It says the best you can do is to eat, drink, and enjoy your labor during these few days. And so it's enjoyable. It's fun. And it's good to have a job you like. So that'd be my...
Yeah, I would kind of second that and just be yourself. And, mm-hmm. yeah, we like to be... What do we say? We are truth wrapped in joy. That's
yep.
what we try to be, and so just strive for that.
Don't spill anything on the console. It'll probably be
good advice.
It's a lot of expensive stuff.
The practical side of things. All right, a couple of things here. And then tie in, I guess, to marriage. State of the Union tonight by the president. What's your state of your marital union? Let us know. We got CDs while they last. 715-396-1670. Also, our WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page. A listener says, on my third marriage, the Lord absolutely brought us together. I knew it 2 weeks after we met, and I still feel it after 16 years of marriage. I am a blessed woman. Thank you. And also, Tony in Chippewa Falls weighing in. Anybody want to tackle that one?
Yeah.
He and his wife have been married for 7.5 years and says the state of their marriage extremely strong. Many challenges have come about in their lives, and their faith has been their anchor. Without it, they say they can't imagine what things would be like. Almost seems like an understatement, but doesn't know how else to say it. So thanks to them, we'll get them some CDs as well here.
And we have it going strong on our Facebook page as well. Amy is saying, I'm strong because I have Jesus. So awesome. Thank you, everyone, for playing. I love the State of the Union.
Yeah, there you go.
I love it.
Hey, posted this last night on Facebook, got some reaction on my personal page. That is, I said, thank God, Peggy Halverson. The headline, children inherit their intelligence from their mother, not their father, say scientists.
You know, that's so interesting to me because I'm not even kidding. Okay, 9 times out of 10, like if I talk about, you know, my kids and like gifted, talented stuff, people look at me and said, oh, well, you know, Dean's a really smart guy, so that makes sense. I'm not kidding. You would not believe how
right
often that happens. Yes, that's what people's response is to me.
These are your friends, probably.
Yes. Well, Dean's a really smart guy. I guess. What am I, chopped liver?
See, I'm hoping that
love
my kids
him.
Not
He's
only
smart.
Their intelligence,
so
but also their looks and kindness and compassion personality from their mother. I hope they get basically everything of her, maybe not a whole lot.
Okay,
me.
So seriously, on Snapchat, my kids were playing around with filters the other day, and there's that like look like a guy filter. They both look just like Dean.
Really?
I am not even kidding. I was like, whoa, that's scary.
Hey, here's just a little bit on the story. A mother's genetics determine how clever her kids are, according to researchers, and the father makes, no difference. Can I get some Rodney Dangerfield? How about just a little bit of respect? Women
get
are
no
more
respect.
Likely to transmit intelligence genes to their kids because they're carried on the X chromosome, and women have two of these, while men have only one. But in addition to this, scientists now believe genes for advanced cognitive functions, which are inherited from the dad, may be automatically deactivated.
Oh!
Well.
Ouch!
That hurts a little, doesn't it, boys?
Happy Father's Day. And they go on from there, but I think I'm hurting enough right
Everything
now.
I learned from my mother.
Yes.
That's amazing.
My All mom right. always said life is like a box of chocolates, right? Yeah, yeah so there you
Sometimes go. Sometimes they're painful. Wait.
There we go.
Okay, so I think we all have meals that we're confident in and that we can
it's
just like
cooking,
make
making.
And whip uh-huh. together, right? So there was a recent poll done. It said 1 in 5 think they have only one standout dish in their arsenal. Great. I thought this is cool. You know, I can read and see what other people are making. It says Americans surveyed can only prepare about 5 meals completely without any help from a recipe. Again, I want to know what these meals are. I keep reading. Here are the top 5.
Top 5 meals that Americans say, you know what, I can do this without the aid of a recipe.
Yeah.
Cold cereal.
Eggs over easy. Okay. Scrambled eggs. Hard-boiled eggs. Poached eggs. And French toast.
We're
Seriously,
good at breakfast.
People?
Isn't poached eggs a little bit challenging? I thought it was, but okay.
I'm not an egg poacher as much. I don't think they're hard, though. I just don't like the runniness of poached eggs. But I'm like, okay, those aren't even foods that's not a recipe-worthy meal. Like, I'm thinking, so I read on the next 5. Okay, a little better here is soup, because, yes, soup can be a little more
Depending
complex.
Depending on what all you put in the soup.
Mm-hmm. But then grilled cheese. Who needs a recipe for grilled cheese?
Yeah.
You smear butter on bread, put some cheese in there, and that's it. Pasta. People, we're boiling stuff in water. We don't need a recipe. Rice and salad.
You know what? I'm fairly good at making salad. I'm fairly good at doing that. Now, I don't always get the dressing ratio right.
Yeah.
But I think it's putting the other things in there. Like, my wife and my daughter, Grace, make better salad. I mean, cutting up the carrots and doing all of those
that's
kinds
the thing,
of things.
Because I just tend to, like, just... clop stuff on a plate and put dressing on
yeah,
it. But
see,
my wife like chops up,
right.
you know, like oh, all yeah. these, like, you know, she'll put in like, you know, again, like,
mushrooms,
you know,
maybe it's craisins
and tomatoes, or pickle or cheese, or, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Walnuts.
And it's an actual meal when my wife makes a salad with me.
Yeah.
It's just
lettuce on a plate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which to me is the thing. That's why they make salad kits.
Number 11. Oh, I do love the salad kits. Number 11 is toast. Again, really?
I still struggle with that, even at 32.
No.
I don't necessarily. I can't always figure out, because I don't pay attention from time to time, what my preferred, like, color.
Darkness, yeah.
Yeah, darkness is. And so I'll make a piece of toast. Again, I'm being facetious. But no, like, I still don't necessarily have my toast making.
I'm shocked by this.
You know what?
No.
You guys, we've been married 21 years. We've had the same toaster the whole time.
Really?
I've had the same toaster since
gift?
College.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I love my toaster because there's a Pop-Tart setting on it. I'm not kidding. There's a dot and it says Pop-Tarts, and that's where you toast your Pop-Tarts.
Okay.
It's a great toaster.
Wow. That could be number 12 that people can make Pop-Tarts. First time my wife came over, I made spaghetti for her. So, I mean, there you go.
There you go.
I mean, it's basic.
I started a kitchen fire when my husband and I were dating. It's all good.
All right, well, quite a story out of North Carolina this morning where the world's worst cat, yeah, that's how it was billed, the world's worst cat getting the love she deserves at a new home and with a new name. But she didn't go quietly.
Oh.
She growled, and I thought that's what dogs do, but she growled and ran off when a North Carolina shelter tried to snap an adoption photo over the weekend. The shelter jokingly called her, their words not mine, a jerk in an online adoption ad, giving her the hashtag world's worst cat. Well, somebody wanted the challenge. Not only did the cat become a viral sensation, a family in Tennessee, all the way from Tennessee, saw the ad. They came to the rescue. She's now named Noelle.
Oh.
The shelter.
Angelic now.
Yeah. Says they adore her and she tolerates them.
I love that. So that's funny because years ago when we went to the shelter to adopt a cat that ended up being Mr. Figs, who lives in our home now and tolerates us. That's Gabby.
Oh, Gabby,
Figs,
sorry.
Figs kind of tolerates anyone who
gotcha.
Feeds them. Gabby just loves Dean. So, no, we got to the shelter, and we were going to go into the cat room where all of the cats are, and there's this big laminated sign on the door, and in big, bold print, it says, "Beware of Figs."
Huh.
And so we're like, what's up with this? They're like, this is a cat who loves attention more than anything else, and if he sees you trying to leave the room, he will jump on your back and try to stay with you. So be careful when you're leaving because he's like, he kamikaze style, like comes in. And we're like, oh, we don't want that cat. Guess what cat we came home with? And we came home with this cat.
Intentionally, or was he just attached to the back?
Well,
and you found
maybe
that after.
A little of both. He won us over. But we came home with this cat, and his name was Figs, and we thought that's a bizarre name for a cat. The first thing we're doing is changing this cat's name. Let's get this cat home, and we're changing his name. So we totally changed his name to Mr. Figs.
Wow.
That's a complete transformation.
I would say maybe you don't change the name because he wouldn't respond to anything else
he
than Figs. But they don't
anyways.
Respond to anything. They're cats.
Mr. Figs. Why?
Cat stories.
They do tolerate us. It's great. It's a good time.
That's right.
I'm glad that this one got adopted.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.